Radio Now, it's Elliot King and Liv the Web Girl. We're just in here arguing about who's going to get to be Halsey and who doesn't get to be Halsey.
I think I deserve to be Halsey. That's just me, though.
It makes the most sense, but it's also 2019. And there's no more rules.
That's true. You know? I just want to be here. I want her voice.
So we were talking about, is it okay to charge somebody to come to your wedding? What happened here, Liv?
Okay, so I saw this story. A woman is calling out her friends because they charged $125 a person to attend their wedding. And they ended up serving hot dogs before running out of food. So in total, the woman had to pay $250 for her and her husband to attend the wedding.
Dang.
So she's saying, this is ridiculous. I can't believe they made me, like, charge me to go to this wedding. And then also, they ran out of food and they were only serving hot dogs. And they did have an open bar, but she couldn't drink. But I want to know, if you're going to a wedding and it's a very nice wedding, so it's plated dinners, all right? So you know you're definitely getting food, amazing food like steak, crab, lobster, whatever. A nice wedding.
Right.
And they have an open bar. Is it fair to charge your guests to come? If it's under $500.
They're charging you under $500?
Yeah, so like... You would be charged $125. We'll stick to this price of $125 ahead. Do you think it's fair?
I think that's kind of high. One, because you invited me, I think.
Right.
Like, if I was just trying to, like, you had all your guests and I'm trying to be an extra, like, you don't have any more seats, but I really want to come to your wedding.
Uh-huh.
Then I can see you maybe charging me. But you invited me to come.
Right.
You can't charge me, especially that ridiculous amount. I can understand, like, yo, these weddings are expensive.
Right.
Maybe you guys can help out with the cost because we're broke and we want to get married, but we're like $20 ahead, $50 ahead.
Okay, so maybe. Let me spin this.
Kay.
Okay, so say that it's not a 300-person wedding. It's not a 150-person wedding. So say that you have two friends that are getting married that you're very close to. They decide that they want to have an intimate ceremony. Mm-hmm. So they invite 50 of their closest friends and family. It's going to be, you know, just outside somewhere. Nothing too crazy, but still an upscale from hot dogs, you know?
Right.
But nothing too crazy. And they can't afford it, but they really want to be able to celebrate with their friends and family. But, you know, they might already have a house together. They're already paying, like, a mortgage and whatever have you. So they can't afford it. Wouldn't you want to pitch in and be like, hey, you know what? Like, let me pay my way because, like, I want to help you all celebrate. Like, it's like everyone's pitching in to help them celebrate. What about that?
I mean, if you pitched it that way, like, I mean, but don't they already get, like, money as, like, wedding gifts and stuff?
Well, then technically, I don't know if... I think that is part of the wedding gift. Or, you know, I mean, you could get them, like, a freaking toaster. I don't know.
I just know I've spent a lot of money just to be a part of people's weddings.
Right.
Like, especially if it's a destination wedding or if I'm out of town and my friend is, like, living in another state and, like, hey, I want you to come to this wedding. I'm like, okay, let me just take off work.
Right.
Travel, buy a plane ticket. So I'm already spending $200+ to come to their wedding.
I get that. Like, out-of-town weddings, those are a pain. The only reason why you have an out-of-town wedding is because you don't want people to come.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only reason why you should ever have an out-of-town wedding is if you don't want people to come, because that is such a pain in the butt.
It's tough.
And also, it's not an honor to be in your wedding. Being a bridesmaid in your wedding means I have to pay for a dress. I have to pay for alterations. I have to pay to get my hair done, my makeup done. I have to pay for new shoes. I might even have to pay for new jewelry. I have to pay for a bachelorette party. I have to chip in for that bachelorette party. I have to help put on a wedding shower. Being a bridesmaid is low-key the worst.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fun and it's awesome the day of, but, like, that's kind of the worst. So I get what you're saying there. But... I mean, if you're having a super fancy, fancy-dancy 300-people wedding, you should not make me pay to come to that. Because you're making bad decisions if you don't think you can afford that.
Right.
That's on you.
That's a whole nother story.
But if you are really, really, really penny-pinching and can't afford a wedding, and you're having, like, a 50-person, 70-person backyard sort of wedding thing,
then
I don't mind.
Yeah.
I'll pay.
Or if you were like a celebrity couple. Like if I could go to a celebrity couple's wedding, that's obviously not open to the public. But if you could start charging tickets for that, I would pay money to go to some celebrity weddings. Talking about charging people to come to your wedding.
Yes.
And people are calling in and tweeting in. What are they saying online?
Okay, so one person on Twitter, Julia, she says in Latino culture, they get padrinos.
Okay.
Padrinos that help pay for the wedding. So padrinos are your friends or your family, and they actually help chip in. So kind of sounds like what I was saying.
Yeah, so it's like just a select people that'll help donate some money or something?
I guess so, like people who are like super close.
Okay. You can call in too, 833-563-2539. We got Jessica calling in. Jessica, are you charging people to come to your wedding?
No, not at all.
Not even like... Not even the made-up scenario I came up with about, like, the 50-person cute backyard wedding.
Nah, that's insane.
Why?
I just don't think that you could go get married at a courthouse and, like, have a dinner somewhere maybe where people, like, pay their way at a restaurant or something.
Okay.
Food, but... We got married, and we had an out-of-town wedding that was going to come, and we had, like, 200 people come. But we had enough money to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, some people came, like, families of four and gave, like, $20.
Oh, geez. That's another thing. No kids at my wedding. Absolutely not.
Yeah, we only invited, like, close relative children because it was out of town. But
right.
It was nuts. I mean, give a gift, like money for sure, but not $20 for a family of four because it was like $100 a person or something.
Yeah, what if you put out like a tip jar, like how musicians and waitresses put out, like, hey, tip jar for my wedding, put in whatever you want, and then you get that money at the end of the wedding?
Not in a million years. Super embarrassing.
All right, thank you for calling in.
All right, bye.
I'm sorry. What is the difference, though, between putting out a tip jar and also putting out, like, a basket, which is very well known at weddings, or, like, a little thing for people to drop checks in?
Yeah.
There's literally no difference. She was like, absolutely not in 100 years, but she's complaining about a family only giving $20 and not more because they brought four people. There's no difference between that and a tip jar.
I guess it's just a presentation.
Just a presentation, I guess. She's letting the words. It's all about perspective.
All about perspective.
Words change your mind.